This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
It is valuable to get him out there and get with those guys. No, it's great. And Dev gets reps with the twos, so those guys could use the reps for sure. No, the only thing we've ever talked about as a staff or collectively is he has to play the game once it's snapped. It's up to us to try to minimize the intended hits or the potential for hits. Once the ball's snapped and we've called a play or whatever the design is, could be a run where it's a QB driven, could be a pass where he scrambles.
Yeah, I think it's good, man. I think it's real valuable. I mean, we go against the ultimate test every single day, you know, but I think it's good for us because, like I said, the schemes are a little different. I think it's good because it exposes you to a different scheme. And our guys been going against each other, offense versus defense, for since the springtime, obviously the first couple weeks of camp. So now you get to go against new personnel and new schemes. So now you really get a chance to kind of see where you stack up and measure at.
Zach Orr, Ravens defensive coordinator. That was yesterday out of one winning drive, meeting with the media. After practice, rather low-key session out there at the Castle. But joint practice today, 1 o'clock against the Indianapolis Colts, team that's got their own issues for sure. But for Baltimore, just trying to take out your frustrations of 3 weeks of training camp on another jersey color. And it's the original colors here in Baltimore. Well, one of them. Going back to the horseshoe and the blue and white and all the great things that they brought in the joy for those of us remembering that one. But now it's about, well, let's see. Anthony Richardson. Heard we're talking about him. Mobile quarterback. Daniel Jones isn't exactly lugging a piano either, by the way. Who are there vying for the starting job. But joint practice. They have another one coming up in a couple of weeks with the Commanders down in Virginia. But now we get to see, and no Lamar yesterday, no Bateman. That's a nothing to see. Please disperse in pads today. So we'll get to see probably the same. Well, you'll be there because I'll be here. But get to see what the team, a glimpse of what the 25 Ravens are going to look like. Because what's happening in two nights at M&T Bank Stadium will not be the real team, if you will.
Right. Yeah, today is a big day for the people that are going to be playing against Buffalo because, like you said, they got today and they got the Washington practice with them. Other than that, that's it. Then they'll get the Buffalo Bills because they will not play in any preseason games. So, so today is a big day for the starters, for Lamar, for the receivers, especially the O-line and D-line. You know, I mean, that'll be fun during the team period. I can't wait for the one-on-ones, those kind of things. I mean, it's going to be fun because if their quarterbacks are somewhat inaccurate, the secondary, I can't wait to watch the Ravens secondary, you know, with Jair Alexander and, you know, and Hamilton and those guys. And then in the team period, Bob, all the blitzing and stuff that they're going to be doing, I think, and how fast they are. I mean, like, and then, like, a guy like Travis Jones, like, in that Sunday practice, he just he took Falele, who's 365 or whatever, and just walked him right back to the quarterback. I mean, you're going to get a chance to see, I think, some of the talent and stuff will be unleashed because it's against new people.
Also heard from Todd Monken talking about limiting Lamar's, or trying not to, is improvised runs. Well, that's the reason they're called improvised runs. You're improvising and adapting. It's not a planned thing. You're just surveying the field, and if an opportunity comes to do what you have to do, you do it. But as Lamar now is in his late 20s, 28 years old, you want to limit the damage that he takes, but you obviously are not trying to hamper the strength of arguably the greatest running quarterback to ever play in this league. So if Lamar feels as though it's time to get up and go, he gets up and goes.
I think that a lot of times Lamar has to get up and go because an O-lineman may whiff or something. That's a lot of times, you know, when things get unscripted is when he's saving the O-line, which he can do, and he could do a lot of that. Just called runs. I don't think there's a bunch of called runs. And when we watched him last year, he'd scramble around. He's looking to throw, not to run. The only time he would take off and run, really, is if he just saw a wide-open gap, he would go. But, I mean, he did have over 900 yards, so he did run the ball, you know, a pretty good amount. So, yeah, I mean, he's got plenty of guys that can run it. Because when he first started out, because I remember he would never throw to the backs, and he's probably, you know, because we talked in, he's like, all right, I can throw it to you, or I can run it, and I'm a better runner than the guy that I'm throwing it to, so let me just run it. So I think now he's kind of idled it down a little bit and is willing to get the ball to those people. Because I wish you could have seen him yesterday, Bob, because I wanted to see what you thought, because he is skinny, you know, and I don't want him to take – he doesn't take a lot of hits, and I don't want him to take a lot of hits.
Well, you go back a couple years ago when he gained all this weight or muscle mass, and he got
230.
Hurt. And he got caught by linebackers who he would outrun running backwards. But Lamar Jackson, coming off arguably the best season of his career, did not end in an MVP. But, you know, we don't want to go back down that rabbit hole as Josh Allen got it. And, you know, he had a hell of a season as well. But Lamar Jackson still very much in the prime of his career. But since Lamar wasn't there yesterday, Cooper Rush got most of the reps. And again, it was a real low-key sort of practice out there. But Cooper Rush, you know, in a pinch, and knock on for Micah, he gets zero snaps other than kneeling in the fourth quarter or just handing off to Keaton Mitchell, Justice Hills, because the game's well out of hand in favor of Baltimore. If he has to play, I mean, he was 9-5 in Dallas.
Yeah.
And, you know, brings, you know, some veteran savvy. And, you know, there's a skill set there. And I guess he benefits Hal from yesterday, because outside of Bateman, the receivers were there yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He benefits from getting reps with the ones, because that's probably the first time, because he normally doesn't get reps with the one. I mean, Bob, let me ask you this, because I remember, like, I did. I mean, I knew Cooper Rush, you know, watching him with Dallas or whatever. But when he was standing out there, I go, damn, kind of short, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know, and then the first pass, he gets batted down.
Well, Leary is like, what is he standing on, like a shoebox or something?
Yeah.
But yeah, it did. And Matt Ibike, you know, kind of slapped it back in his face. But I would say, if you want to say it's a comfort level, if you have to play your backup quarterback, there's a level of comfortability. But if Cooper Rush has to play seven games with this schedule, I don't know if the Ravens are going to be in an ideal situation. But then again, insert playoff team here, and they'll be in the same situation.
Yeah, I just wish that Cooper Rush, you know, I mean, the one that you said, like, down the middle to Flowers, that was a real nice throw. And then the one, I think he's the one that threw it to Wallace in the corner of the end zone. That was a nice throw on the back shoulder. But otherwise, he throws it so flat. I get a little more hump in that ball, you know, so you give the receivers a chance. I mean, like, have I been totally, Bob, to be totally honest, when I'm watching, I can't tell the difference between him and Leary, you know, when they're out there. But the thing that I did, when Monken talked, and I think this is where we end up getting Cooper Rush from, was Monken says they liked him when he was in Tampa. When he was a coordinator at Tampa, they tried to get him there, and he went to Dallas, but he had liked him there. So maybe that's why, you know, we have Cooper Rush.
Yeah, but outside of Lamar and Bateman and the expected absences, the Emory Joneses and, you know, the Isaiah Likely, no Boom as a practice in a while there. Or not New Boom, Longer Beam.
Yeah.
As a practice in a while.
Yeah.
But we'll see. You'll see today at 1 o'clock when the Colts are in town. It should be an interesting scenario. And, you know, Patrick Carr was talking about, we'll listen to it later in the show, how you try to avoid, like, you know, you've had 3 weeks of, like, beating up on each other. Now you get to take it out on somebody else. And there's a fine line, Vinny, as you know, because you worked in the NFL, between aggressive letting off steam where things just get totally out of control, where it turns into a full-on brawl here.
Well, that's – Harbs, I know, only wants to go against teams, you know, where the head coach controls this guy and they have some discipline and stuff, you know, because you don't want it to just be fight after fight after fight. That gets nothing accomplished, you know, and you don't want that. And how does that happen? Probably more than likely, Bob, if it was 98 degrees with 107, you know, temperature, feels like, fights probably occur more that way. But if you see some pushing or shoving, I hope not, that we don't have a lot of fights. I've been to practices when there's been a lot of fights. I've been there with none. You know, a lot of like when I was in San Fran, we'd always do it against the Chargers because we knew each other so well. And there wasn't scuff. You know, teams were there to get work. And I'm hoping that's what this is, because that's what both coaches want. They want this to get work because their most of their starters, I'm guessing, probably won't be playing in the preseason. Where the Colts, their quarterbacks are playing. You know, they got to play. So, you know, that'll be, I'm sure it's a big evaluation period for them, for Daniel Jones and Richardson today, you know, and who's going to be their guy.
It's Vinny at 81057. The Fan. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. We'll come back and take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Turn it up Tuesday. Cranking it up to 12. Get that song in. It's going to be packed at One Winning Drive. So if you're heading out to this joint practice, I suggest you probably go now. Get there as early as possible. Orioles, well, last night they were up 3-1. And then they lost by 10. We'll get into all of that. But Grayson Rodriguez, the news that we all anticipated was coming down. Maybe not to the Tommy John level news, but elbow surgery, could be ready for spring training. But if Mike Elias anticipates 20 starts, 10 starts out of Grayson Rodriguez next year, I'm going to have a problem with that. We might have to drive down to the warehouse and start going a full-on coup. Dude, act like he's not even on the team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cracking it up to 12. Anything you want to hear, send your request to Nolan Plaza for text line at 410-583-1057. Ravens joint practice with the Colts. Bob 80, Vinny Serrato. And quick draw. All right, Nolan, get in here. Grace Rodriguez, we've been dancing the injury dance going back to the middle of 2022. He was about to come up. And I remember Mike Elias at Camden Yards like a week before he got hurt, basically teasing, hey, it's coming. Then he gets hurt, done's up. Then in 2023, comes up, saw flashes of brilliance, got pounded, then went back to the minor leagues, came up. He and Bradish had two of the five lowest earned run average in baseball in the second half of that season, along with Corbin Burns, by the way. And then we were dreaming in 2024. It's like, well, holy hell. You traded for Burns. We got Burns, Bradish, Rodriguez. They had three of the five lowest ERAs in the second half of the 23 season. We're going to be loaded. And then Mike Elias dropped the old Bradish's hurt bomb on you. Getting that PRP. We're like, ah, crap. And that changes things. And then Grayson started off with double-digit wins. Late July. Gets hurt with the lat. Don't see him again. Was pitching in spring training. We're on the air talking about following, of course, on the old game cast. And then it's like, yeah, well, he goes 3+. And Nolan, I'll never forget it. You're like, well, you know, his fastball velo went from like 98 to 92 in a couple of pitches. I'm like, that's bad. Bad. Hasn't thrown a ball in anger since. Was doing soft tossing. I guess was pitching off flat ground a little bit. But the news we expected to some level happened yesterday. Mike Elias said it last Friday that he was going to seek multiple opinions. So that's always, you know, the end game of this one, no doubt. And then Manzo for the game yesterday. It's debridement surgery?
Debridement. Basically getting rid of bone chips.
Cleaning out bone chips, which is, you know, 40 years ago, they were cleaning the bone chips out of his elbow. Now it's debridement. They got to come up with these fancy terms. So the bone chips causing the impingements, which I don't know what this does with the lat, by the way. And I know one of the media guys asked Manzolino yesterday before the game. I have no clue. I mean, was he like compensating in one way or another, which caused another injury, a la Mark Fidrich way back when? Who knows? The good news is it's not Tommy John, which would have cost him all of next year. He could be ready by spring training. But as we said, going into the break, stressing. That's great. And if you can open a brand new toy at some point in 26, awesome. But to plan on him being a member of your five-man rotation like they incorrectly did this year in hindsight, no way, dude. Cannot do that at all. You act like Grayson Rodriguez is someone that used to play for the Orioles and still he starts playing for them again.
This might be one of the more frustrating injury timelines I can think of here in recent history, at least for a Ravens or Orioles player. And it might be easy to believe that, you know, the elbow discomfort maybe led to the lat if he didn't go down last year with the lat injury, or years prior with the lat injury. I mean, remember, the last time this guy pitched in a meaningful game was July 31st of last year, and then gets scratched with the lat, doesn't pitch again. So I don't know what to believe. And my biggest question coming out of this is, what's going on with the team medical staff? I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to pretend
Why do you keep wearing a stethoscope?
Well, you know, I don't understand. They're back in style.
And you have a thermometer for some reason.
They're back in. But look, it's just a very puzzling thing that this got dragged out as long as it did. And even within last week, just seeking multiple opinions, at this point, that's what you're doing? After we've come this far, this has been an issue the entire year, and all of a sudden we're trying to seek some second or third opinion, like that's going to change what happens massively? This should have been done months ago.
100%. And I remember, and Vinny, I don't know if you recall, Butch Hobson.
Yeah.
He's played for the Reds, quarterback at Alabama.
Yep.
In their 78 year where they choked a 14-game lead, he had bone chips in his right elbow. And you could literally see him get to the plate and start adjusting the elbow. Mm-hmm. I mean, he couldn't throw it from third to first, but he'd get it 400-foot homers. And that's how they toughed it up back in those days. Me and Luke Jones from WNST, my former place of employment, were talking yesterday at One Winning Drive about the medical staff. They changed the head trainer. We get that. And arm things, that's just a base. That's a baseball reality. Look at Bubich in Kansas City. Got shoulder stuff. He's done. But with the Orioles, what's up with all the obliques and the hand?
Yeah.
I mean, Mateo goes on rehab for an elbow injury and damages his hamstring. He's on the 60-day IL. Didn't they say last week that Ryan Mountcastle was coming up for the Philly series?
Mm-hmm.
And now he's not. Said he's good with his hamstring, and he was raking down in Norfolk, but he ain't here. What's up with all the, I guess, core muscles?
Yeah.
I mean, what? I mean, are you too muscled up? Are you not muscled up enough? I mean, I don't understand it. We see it in football all the time, but I mean, arms for pitchers, that's the way it's going to be. Everyone's going to deal with it. Greatest pitchers in baseball have had arm surgery. But what's up with all the obliques and the hammies and the...
I don't get... I'm kind of like with you, Nolan, is because wasn't like he was throwing... How did bone chips all of a sudden occur?
Yeah.
You know, that's, I mean...
How does this happen in the first place?
Right. And, you know, like you were saying, why didn't they see the doctors 2 months ago to see all... Or maybe then it was just a lat, but then the bone chips just occurred.
He insisted... Rodriguez, a month ago, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. Nothing's wrong with my elbow. Now, maybe he's lying to the medical staff. But I would think if you watch him throw a baseball, you could notice, like, what's going on with this right here?
And to add to the overall frustration, you mentioned Tommy John out the gate. That we should breathe a sigh of relief that at least that we're not at that full-on DEFCON 5 stage yet.
Right.
But isn't that also kind of stuck in the back of your head that he's missing all this time for stuff that's relatively minor?
Yeah.
Like the lat strain, it's really just stuff that could be fixed quickly if what they're saying is true about this elbow procedure, that it's not going to prevent him from being ready for spring training next year, then it should be a pretty easy minor procedure. We haven't even hit the big one yet. And he's one of the hardest throwing guys in the league that hasn't had Tommy John yet. It's coming.
Yeah.
So it's starting to get to a point where, like, I feel like he could come back in spring next year, and then it fully goes. And now he's on the shelf for another. Like, I'm willing not to move on and cut him, but like you said, pretend he doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Just you're building a five-man rotation as if Grayson Rodriguez was never even born. I mean, just forget it. And if he comes back and he does anything, that's all bonus.
But what we knew was going to happen is finally happening later than we anticipated. Of course, Grayson Rodriguez will miss the entirety of 25. Hasn't pitched in over a year now. He has not pitched since July of 2024. And, you know, this guy was the number one pitching prospect in baseball. Not by some Orioles fan blog. By Keith Law. Kylie McDaniel, Baseball America. He was a legit top-end prospect and a guy that at the very least could be a number two pitcher in your rotation. And we've seen him be that dominant. Now I remember that guy. Hey, until he starts to make us remember yet again.
Bob, I was reading about bone chip. It says hard throwers, including pitchers, not only impose great force on their UCL, they also put great force on the bone at the back of the elbow, and this additional stress can create bone spurs, also called osteophytes, similar to how stress on the skin.
There's too many 50-cent words.
The bone spurs can crack and become loose, which is often referred to as chips in the elbow.
All right. Well, things, they've happened before. Yeah. I believe Terry Bradshaw's football career ended because of an elbow injury, but Grayson Rodriguez pitched for the Orioles, not happening. Yesterday... Well, guys pitching for the Orioles gave up a lot of runs, 13 of them. Believe it or not, the Orioles actually led that game, 3-1 if you want to comment on the loss. Let's forget about the Orioles and game-to-game stuff unless there's some level of controversy. By the way, how about when Bryce Harper checked swing, the bat was literally pointing at Alan Porter, and he said it wasn't a strike, and then he's mother bleeping the Orioles dugout. No, you screwed up, Alan Porter, who's the crew chief of that team. But Schwarbsy, he went up last night. Hey, Westy, he went deep. Adley's been swinging a hot bat since he's come off the IL. So other than that, and Muscles hit a missile to left field too. Moo Man, I'm going to make it personal. He cost me $170 last night. All I needed was two total bases for Moo Man. Instead, I got three strikeouts. I'll elaborate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The guys you expect not to play aren't playing.
Right.
And I'm cool with that. Anyone got a problem with that?
None.
Nolan?
I'm on board.
Yeah, Zach Taylor said that the Burrow's going to play and all that good stuff in the preseason.
Okay, then, that's because fan pressure and they hadn't, I think one of the biggest reasons why they start out slow, Bob, because Burrow always missed training camp.
Exactly. Yeah, just stop losing his 7-point favorites in the season opener and you'll be good to go. So we'll talk to Kevin about that. Whip around 11:15. Peter Schmuck, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Talk about the trade deadline that was. And then Mike Elias, his future. Look, he's going to have to hire a new manager. And if the Orioles are middling next year, and he's going to have a lot to do, obviously, with rebuilding or retooling the team. I mean, could the new manager outlast Mike Elias? So I always thought of him and Hyde were going to be a package deal. But what do I know? Birds get clobbered last night. Anything you want to talk about? Grayson Rodriguez, season-ending injury that we had kind of knew was going to happen. Maybe not as severe as Tommy John, but another season lost. Year and a half done for this guy. Your best homegrown pitcher since Bedard. And everyone thought, myself included, he'd be the next Mussina-level guy. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Vinny, man. How y'all doing today?
Good.
All right, man. Listen, that game last night, when it was tied up and they took old boy out, what's his name?
Povich.
Cole Povich out, and he put that Martin in, I knew it was a wrap, man. Once I saw that that ball he threw on the outside almost got away from the catcher, I turned it off. I said, I can't watch this. So I went to sleep. I wake up this morning and see the final score. Like, are you kidding me? Like, at that point, why not leave Povich in?
Well, Martin had a rough day. He had a rough day for a slow-pitch softball guy, and Geraldo gave up the grand slam, which were four of the runs charged of, or three of them to Martin. Then Rodriguez got roughed up. Full disclosure, Rashawn, after Schwarbsy hit the grand slam, I was paying more attention to the blonde that was sitting behind home plate, shading to the left side of the batter's thing there. If you know, dig where I'm coming from. I'm like, oh,
she was beautiful, man.
Yeah, you see her? Oh, okay, yeah, all right. That was awesome. Yeah. Like, I'm just watching her with every pitch because there's a lot of hard velo, a lot of hard contact coming off those Phillies bats last night. But they're a good team. But the Orioles got on Lizardo early. And then how about Johnson, who the Orioles traded away last year, Seth Johnson, coming in with 5 Ks and 2 innings.
Oh, yeah.
And it's we don't need him. And he was in the Soto trade, I believe. It's either Soto or Dominguez, one of them.
Yeah, it was one of them. Yeah. It was one of them. But, yeah, man, it just sucked, man. But, I mean, I know they're not going away, but still, man, I don't hate losing games like that. That reminded me of the game, that walk-off game Sunday in Chicago. Yeah. You know, that was enough
Justin
stuff.
Turner. Man, and because Saturday when Gunnar hit the three-run homer, whatever it was, I was very excited for the win. We understand the season's not going anywhere. And as we look back and try to not kid ourselves any longer, it never was. I mean, they were done pretty much in the middle of May, but you take your victories when you can get them. And since then, heartbreaking loss Sunday after tying the game in the ninth, and then yesterday getting puffy pants. It is what it is. Dean Kramer, last two times he's pitched, he had a 4-0 lead, 3-0 lead, and they lost both games. Let's get it together, man bun.
Bob, yeah, man. You know, hey, I wish you could have went to Chicago with this weekend, Bob. You know, I wish you could have made the trip, though.
Now, after what I saw on your video, I want to know parts of that nonsense.
Come on, Bob. Come on, man. You know how it be.
I know how it is, and I don't want any. I'm too old for that, Rashawn.
You're never too old, Bob. Re-explore your youth, man. You know, you got to get your youth back, you know?
No, not to that level. All right, Rashawn, we got to roll, dude.
All right, man.
There's Rashawn. Let you say, Facebook friend Rashawn, and then you'll see all the drama unfold. It's like watching one of them Real Housewives shows.
Yeah.
real A-holes of Baltimore go to visit ballparks. Let's go to Bob in Edgewater. Bob, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, Bob. Hey, Vinny.
Hi.
Hey, Bob, Kyle Bradish, a couple weeks ago, you know, the Mastin or somebody, or it was one of the reporters, said, hey, Bradish is about to start his rehab. So I go on X and I'm like, put this guy on the shelf. There's no need to rush him back. And of course, I was, you know, thrown a bunch of these guys probably listen to the show. You know, throwing a bunch of profanities, you idiot. What are you kidding me?
Yep.
Bob.
Yo.
You called it last year, or 2024. You didn't like the whole plasma thing going down. You're like, this doesn't feel right. And sure enough, you were right. There's no need to bring this guy back, put him on the mound, and throw maximum effort with his velocity and his spin rate and all that crap to put that ligament at risk. Vinny, you have said all along, when a football player, a running back, or whatever, injures their knee, which is different than the elbow, it's not to the second year, right, to realize.
You look at Keaton Mitchell. Keaton Mitchell was not full too.
There's a perfect example.
Yep. Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, Barkley, same thing.
So why don't we just take the Jacob DeGrom route, stop throwing this guy out there maximum effort, let him go. We don't need him back this year. Stop it. It's like the third time I've said it. They're going to rush him back. Something's going to happen in September or spring training. Let the thing rest. Vinny, you're married to a doctor. No one thinks he's a doctor, right, Bob?
He's wearing a stethoscope. I don't know.
The best medicine is let this guy rest. Rest the elbow. Leave it alone. Stop trying to crank him up. Bob, last point.
Yes.
PT calls in last week and says, oh, we're going to have a great roster. Can you imagine this roster 1-9? And he starts rattling these guys off, all the rookies. Kowser is not even hitting 220. Kirkstad's they've got him, taking a sabbatical?
He's on a rest IL thing.
Whatever.
Yes.
Bob, we need 12 pitchers in free agency the way I count it. Rodgers is a sure thing right now. Short of Rodgers, maybe Kramer, like you said, we're going to need like 10, 12 pitchers and two bats. They're not going to spend that kind of money to rebuild this team. I'm sorry. I'm not a half empty guy. I'm a very couple drops in the water glass guy. This isn't happening next year. I hate to say it. PT, I hate to pour cold water on your Orioles festival, where you are, wherever you are in Baltimore, but it ain't happening, bro. So that's it, Bob.
All right, Bob and Edgewater. And going back to Bradish, last year, I think the first day Elias met with the media, Bradish, PRP, IL. And I was like, well, PRP, IL equals Tommy John surgery. Yep. And that's exactly what happened. And Bradish pitched a couple of days ago. And he is, you know, up in the velocity, was throwing high 90s. He'll come up like Wells eventually. Get Nolan, get a couple of innings in. There's no 100 pitch. They're going to pitch, get a little rust off, and bring them in, hopefully, with kid gloves to Sarasota 2026. And to Bob's point, and we've talked about it, Bradish, I'm counting on to be part of next year's rotation because he hasn't pitched in the major leagues in over a year. Same with Wells. But they need 2-3 starters, and you're not going to sign 12 different guys. But start all this capital you brought in during the trade deadline. Maybe see if you can flip it for more and some of these magic beans that you've been holding on to down in the minor league system, which has kind of bottomed out a little bit this year. I mean, anyone still have value? Kerstad low. No. This Honeycutt's been dreadful. Their last year's first round draft pick, Bradfield, you know, can he stay healthy? I mean, which was once, a year ago, the number one farm system in baseball. Who's their undeniable stud right now?
Well, a lot of work to do. But as far as Bradish, I mean, you can't just not have him throw. I mean, you can't just sit him down and put him on ice until spring training. I mean, that's not really doing anybody any good. So, I mean, you don't want him pitching at the major league level, but he's been making rehab starts. So he's been working his arm. He's been throwing max effort there like it's a real game. What's the difference? It's just not at the major league level. So the guy needs to throw. He needs to get back out there. He needs to build up the strength and actually, quite frankly, remember how to pitch again, mix, call the game himself if he needs to, or work with a catcher. There's so many factors here in getting a pitcher back up to speed after missing that much time. I'm just not willing to let him sit there and do nothing.
Yeah, I hope, and I will give the benefit of the doubt to the Orioles, that they will just handle him appropriately throughout the next month and a half whenever he comes up. Same with Wells. And then, you know, get your full season, off season of workouts in and be ready for spring training. And then maybe try to ramp up a little bit more then. But they definitely need two starting pitchers. And as good as Rogers has been, Kramer's a solid 3, 4, maybe 5 in a rotation. They got to bring in at least two. They need, whoever they bring in needs to be better than Trevor Rogers. Mm-hmm. And maybe you just tender Eflin and see what he does. Does he accept the tender and comes back for $22 million or whatever it's going to be? Or does he decline and then you get a draft pick? You know what I mean? There's options with him.
Hey, in football, like with Likely, I'm guaranteeing you Likely went to Carolina and had his ankle done. You know, like, who's the Tommy John guy? Because, you know, I mean, whatever surgeon, we used to go to Jim Andrews all the time, you know, and we talk about Myers and Philly.
Ella Traitch is one of those.
Right.
Two.
So, you know that he knows how the recovery is supposed to work, and he works with the trainers and the doctors on the recovery.
It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today. Ravenswire preview the joint practice with the Colts with him, and then maybe look ahead a little bit to the game Thursday. Is Tyler Loop, man, maybe more relaxed now that he doesn't have a Hoyland looking over his shoulders? Getting all of that and more. Whip around 11:15, and then Peter Schmuck, BaltimoreBaseball.com. We'll talk about the mess that has become the 2025 Orioles season. I certainly didn't expect to be whining about the Birds for 4 months. We thought we'd be talking about them getting into a postseason position. So that means all the pressure's on you, Ravens, to have a big year. Super Bowl or bust. Time of the hour, Peter Schmuck talking Orioles from BaltimoreBaseball.com. Bottom of the hour, Oriole Hall of Fame's coming up this weekend. That's going to be a festive night for sure with Joe Orsolak, our colleague here for many years, BBT, Tom Davis, Adam Jones, getting into where they belong, the Orioles Hall of Fame. Let's get out to the phones. Got time for one call, right, Nolan? Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for holding. How you feeling on this Turn Up Tuesday?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Right.
So I wanted to talk about the game yesterday. First off, umpires stink. You know, I think that that game got completely out of control after that missed review call. You know, what's the point of having all that technology if you're still going to get the call wrong?
Yeah, you couldn't tell, I guess, from the angle they were shown on TV, whether or not the foot was on the bag before the ball got in the glove. But, you know, again, we keep going, we're not doctors. Or, you know, it didn't look like the toe was hitting the bag before the ball was at Mayo's glove. That was a hell of a play by Gunnar Henderson, by the way.
He had a bunch of them.
He's been brilliant lately defensively.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what his count's up to, but it was 130, I think, this weekend without an error. So that was pretty impressive what he's been doing. He even had that play, I think, later in the inning that Mayo couldn't scoop. That was still a hell of a ball to get to. But, you know, I think it was just frustrating that, you know, we have them have a chance to get out of the inning, and it extends, and then eventually, you know, the home runs and the runs lead to it, which has just kind of been the story of the season. So, you guys were talking about Grayson Rodriguez. I think he is now John Means 2.0. And I say that because he's constantly injured, but at least John Means used to at least pitch one game a year and get hurt. You know, G-Rod, I mean, it's been over a year and we haven't seen him. So I'm really skeptical about what's going to happen even after this surgery and when he comes back, if he's even going to be at full capacity or if he's going to have an extended run in the majors after that. Because I'm not going to be convinced until I see him getting pitching into August in a full year. So.
Hey, Ryan, thanks for the call. Look, I'm acting, and we talked about it earlier, that he's not even part of the team. Yep. He is. Obviously, the year is going to take care medical expenses, but to consider him to be an asset for 26, nah, short-sighted, big picture, either way, nope. You do what you got to do. You convalesce. You put the work in. We're going to proceed without you being part of the plan. And John Means, he's had two Tommy John surgeries now in Cleveland's organization. And, you know, this is a guy that missed the better part of 2-3 seasons almost. But he was a hell of a pitcher. And unlike Rodriguez, he wasn't a first-round pick. He was like a fourth or fifth-round draft pick. Nobody even knew who he was until the start of 2021, where he became an asset big-timer. Was it 20? For the Birds of Baltimore, trying to convalesce himself yet again. But if he can stay healthy, big if, then Cleveland might get themselves a guy on the cheap that could help them win games next season. We'll come back, talk about the Ravens expected to win a ton of games here in 2025. Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today. The Ravens wire, the whip around coming up at 11:15. Talk about what happened in world sports last night. Former Terp got traded in the NFL. We'll talk about that. And then Peter Schmuck, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Peter, how do things get so bad? Why? I can't believe we've made. How do we get to this point? Peter's going to explain later in the hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.